Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So yesterday, a story that has been brewing for at least 10 days finally came to fruition. The president woke up and he decided that he was going to remove Minister of Higher Education, Dr. Nobuhle Nkabane.
Does now, he wake up in the afternoons?
Well,
wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So now, let me explain, right? 8 days prior, there were reports that she was about to fly out to China. And that flight was stopped. People speculated then that there was going to be a cabinet reshuffle. In fact, they speculated that when the president addressed us about the General Mkhwanazi issue, that's when he was going to announce it. He didn't. Anyway, he did yesterday. And Budimana Mela is now the new Minister of Higher Education. I want to just highlight a couple of things, right? Things happen gradually, and then they happen suddenly. So I remember during the Zuma presidency, in the latter years, cabinet reshuffles were the order of the day. You'd go to sleep, you'd wake up, bah, says Akala, right? Then you go to sleep, you wake up, bah, 3 days, baba shaya food. And I remember those days, and I remember also the groundswell. I remember that the media started covering the president negatively, well, more negatively than they had before. And it seemed that all the favor that he had was lost. There was unrest. People were protesting in the streets. It was crazy like that, right? And then came President Cyril Ramaphosa with Ramaphoria to Mamina. All of a sudden, there was renewed hope. It was like it was 1994 all over again, right? All of that goodwill
debatable
has since been squandered. It's gone. And I am here to say that regardless of how you may feel about President Cyril Ramaphosa, I don't think there is going to be any redemption now for his tenure. I was never a fan, to be quite fair. Like, I criticized him a lot in the beginning. But then I actually gave him a chance in the middle. I was like, actually, I think, you know, he's doing some good things. Let's see what's happening. But what I'm looking at now, just now, is even as a spectator, is I'm seeing people tend to give up and throw in the towel. Even organizations that used to cover him positively. If you look at a newspaper article came out, News 24, this morning, right, came out criticizing the president. There's a report that was out in the Times of Israel. Now, again, I mean, what are we going to believe? These guys, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's a credible source at all.
Not at all.
The fact that the story came out and the fact that Crispin Peary commented on it, it gives credence to it, right? It's a story that was written by Paulie Sillier. And she speaks about how apparently the U.S. is looking to sue President Cyril Ramaphosa $400 million. This is what he says about it. Listen to this.
Some months ago, IOL came to us with this query about one Justin Lewis who's making these sensational claims. And we simply said to them that this is clearly unverified hogwash at best, if you really want to classify it as anything worth your time. Nonetheless, IOL did still run with the story. Come months later, Paula Sleer then writes an article saying, repeating a lot of the allegations in that Justin Lewis blurb, but also stating that, guess what? No South African media has reported on this. And that's blatantly false because IOL had reported on this and had carried our comment. She then subsequently realizes this, I believe, and is informed by players in the industry, according to her, that this really is a dubious story. And instead of apologizing for publishing a dubious story, she says, well, I accept that this is part of a lobby effort and my inbox remains open to further information.
You see, that's Crispin Peary from Durko. Now, the story itself, like I said, I mean, who believes that? But it points to something greater at play. It points to, as he mentions it, a lobby group or somebody trying to discredit the president. And there's been a lot of people doing that as of late. What usually happens is when you're on your second term, people refer to you as a lame duck president, right? Because other people that are opportunists start to angle for whomever your successor may be. And they try and gain that person's favor. You really can't do much now because your time and your days are limited. And that's unfortunately where Cyril is. Is there any action that he could take at this point that could redeem him in your eyes? Or do you feel like he's actually done well? Kat?
I think he did well in the beginning.
Yes.
Because I think he was working from a place of trauma. From when he when he stepped into office, he was surrounded by sharks.
Yeah.
I can say that. So he had to mitigate whose toes not to step on, you know, who not to, so that he can be in that office and occupy it. In the middle, I could see some movement, you know, some things happening, but nothing constructive to the point that changes people's lives or changes the norm from where we were 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I feel that he's still in that trauma state from way back then.
So then that's the question, Paul. Mm-hmm. Did he fail in his objective or did the system fail him?
I think he failed himself because, as Kat says, you know, you came in to finish off Jay-Z's tenure, and then while you start your own tenure, putu COVID, and it's family meetings almost every single day. But then even after that, because I feel like the COVID times almost endeared him to the people, right? And then came reports of the 500 billion was chowed. And even then, he never really rose to the occasion from a sense of leadership. And then everything would happen around the country, and then the constant being shocked. Was like, how, are you one of us? You know? So there were so many things that were happening. And then outside of that, it was everything that was happening within the party where he never rose as a leader. You know, as much as Jacob Zuma was constantly shuffling people, people knew never to be comfortable. Onkabane, for the longest time, for instance, was so comfortable that even when they called her last week, she said, "Mina, I'm going to plant trees."
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
People often say that President Cyril Ramaphosa has presided over the most difficult tenure and the most difficult of times in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a good enough excuse?
Nah, it's not a good enough excuse. He's the leader of the system that one may say failed him. He could have gotten things actually done. And you asked earlier on, is there anything you can do right now? Oh, there's so much opportunity to do. It's like a kid with an untidy room.
Mm.
They can redeem themselves in so many ways. Just clean up your room. The country is at its worst. Number one, there's a few ministers he can fire. One that many have been accused of corruption. There's things that have been said. The country is burning. The country is a mess. There's so many decisions he can take today. Firing Unobuke, yeah, okay, that's one step, but he can take 10 other steps because the country is in so much shambles. There's huge opportunity for him to gain public trust again.
Do you believe that that is possible? Do you believe that it would redeem him? Or do you believe that the president requires no redemption? Give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
Sizwe, there's no words for the president. He has failed 0/100. The only thing he can do, as his time is like gone, he can just do one thing, have the guts to do one thing, anything, implement a policy, fire someone, anything. But at this point, Aisham, he's failed. There's nothing more to say.
Itandapo, zero. No, come on. We got to give him something.
You know, there is a columnist called Banim Tombeni on Sunday Times.
I saw the article.
He was a big, big fan of Cyril. But this past Sunday, he wrote a scathing attack on him. I didn't see it coming, you know. And in the past 2 weeks or so, there is a hardened pattern which has been taking place in the media. You know, they don't... It's like... And now it's a calculated move to paint him otherwise. And it is his own doing. His indecisiveness led to this.
Right? In media, I've always said this, media for the most part is unbiased. But media practitioners, because they're humans, have their favorites. What usually happens is those people get whipped in line by whomever a person may be. So if you are Saul Penduga, you may have people that protect you. And whenever there's something that is unsavory that people may want to write about Saul Penduga, somebody will clean that up for you, right? When you see general media practitioners coming out now and criticizing Saul openly, it means there's nobody left to protect Saul. That's what it means. And it doesn't necessarily mean that anybody gets paid to do so. But when people smell blood in the water, then they realize it's open gates. And those that may not have been brave enough to state their opinions before then come out and they go, ah, I always felt this way. That's what really happens. So this is indicative of a tenure towards its end.
Look, honestly speaking, there is absolutely nothing that can redeem our current government. So, and specifically Ntate Ramaphosa, there is nothing. Right now, Jay, he's in a dark hole. And if you go around and, you know, you listen to what people are saying, they have lost hope. And rightfully, like you've also said, you know, when he got into power, we all had this hope, which he hasn't. This guy knows where we come from. But you know what? Uslahlile shem. Urilahlile Ntate Ramaphosa.
I remember the State of the Nation address, that first one after Zuma's resignation. Tuma mina.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. We thought good times are coming.
Quoting Brahim Masike.
My eyes, he will never redeem himself. Worst president. You see, this is what happens when you buy your president and you don't earn it. I don't think he earned this position of being a president. He bought it. The guy is not qualified. He speaks good English. His skills, he's found wanting in many things. He can't make a decision. When he took the country, we were better off. Now, everything is collapsing. Everything has collapsed. So yeah, for me, I don't care what it does. It can change the whole cabinet. He must go. He will never redeem himself in my eyes.
So maybe let's speak about this buying the presidency thing, right? Let's say I have no evidence that the president bought his way into a presidency, right? But what we can say is when people come into power, there's one of three things. You can either have support on the ground, so the people love you, right? Or you can have support from business. Or you could have support from both, right? You can then argue that somebody like Thabo Mbeki had support from both. Somebody like Nelson Mandela had support from the people. Cyril Ramaphosa had support from business, right? And to be quite honest, even those people are seemingly turning their back on him now.
But how does support from business translate to support from ANC branches that ultimately, you know, put you in that position?
Money!
Cyril Ramaphosa's tenure has been a series of events after the other, after the other, after the other. I don't think this man has sat in his office and said, yo, can I just have a breather? Because it's been one thing after the other, after the other. And having people like us who have no trust in him, none whatsoever. Aya, Gunzima. If I was Madame's guys, mina was gonna share pants. I was gonna share pants and say yes and sbonele nguti nenza ni ngoba. I can take right in sazu yenza mina. Because yes, this man has been through a lot of abuse, eh? Not that he's clean, but he's gone through the most as the president of South Africa. So bengzo share pants. Ah, seriously, bengzo share pants. And God, thank God he got rid of that bubblegum chewing minister. I don't know if she knew that she was capable or she was in charge of that. You understand? Hey guys, sharp.
That's funny.
You know, if you watch movies, when it hits 1 hour, 40 seconds, I'm fun. The co-star, ilimele or refill, and then the star, ilimele, but he can still pull.
That's funny. Can he redeem himself at this point?
Yeah, Cyril can redeem himself. If you can start with Marikana and then we head over to Palapala, and then, or if you can even start as back as Gwatesa. So he lets us know what went down there. And yeah, and then also youth unemployment. Then for me, he's redeemed himself, you know. I hope you guys are good. But yeah, there's always a way to redeem yourself, but you must face the music first.
It was Abdelaranji. Aye.
It's a lose-lose situation. Any shake-up now will be deemed as, well, it's taken the country to be in turmoil for you to actually sit up and listen. You do nothing, you know, he could potentially be labeled as self-preservationist, if that's a word even. Yeah, it's a lose-lose situation. Best case scenario, hand over. Step down, hand over. Guys, take it from here.
Hi, guys. There's nothing good about our president, and there's nothing he can do about it because he doesn't want change.
This guy is the worst president ever. Even Zuma did a greater job than him. Nothing happened. Unless if your pockets are deep,
Endo nasibitoza sonke. Yonke indawo iyashisa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.